there. My name is Catherine Lee Ryder from BreakingFree.ca, and I am a speaker and life skills instructor. Welcome to podcast number 33 in a series of podcasts dedicated to abused women worldwide. Today is Wednesday, December the 16th, 2009. The title of this podcast is Sleeping. I chose this subject because most recently in my own personal life, there's been a lot of stress and anxiety issues coming up in my life, and it has been disrupting my sleep a little bit. And then I thought back and I thought, you know what, when I first left my abusive marriage 9 years ago, I could hardly sleep. I mean, I remember being up for hours in the middle of the night. I remember feeling tired all the time because my brain just wouldn't shut down. And I thought, hey, why don't I start researching how to get a good night's sleep and do a podcast on that, because it kills two birds with one stone. It reinforces the things that I've learned over the years, and it added more research to how I could get a good night's sleep now that I'm, you know, again in that thing, because everything, you know, all these things kind of come back to us once in a while. And I help all you women out there that might have a sleep deprivation issue while you're going through all your stressful life situations at, you know, now or in the future. So in my research, I've discovered that getting a good night's sleep can actually slow down the signs of aging and protect you from disease. Now imagine that. Just getting some sleep, enough sleep in your life, can do all that for you. So really, it's important that we don't go on in our lives with sleep deprivation week after week, month after month. And I realized that in order to get the proper sleep, you have to know how to reduce your stress. And I have talked about reducing stress in many different podcasts. You know, just the other day I talked about journaling. Okay, journaling is great for reducing stress. That was earlier in the week. You can always listen to that podcast. Another thing to reduce stress is be aware of how you deal with your stress and make a plan. Like, for instance, I remember many, many years ago when there was a death in my family, and I was stressing out over that. I mean, it was a very difficult time. It was very unexpected death, and I'm sure, you know, where everybody's listening has lived through something similar to that. And I was going along month after month after month, just, you know, trying to live life and trying to get a grip on it. And one day, I got upset that my children were young, and you know how young children can stress you out. And I was already stressed out with a full-time job, an abusive husband, and you know, the death in the family, and young children nattering at me all the time. And one day, you know, they were stressing me out, you know, to a great deal. I don't know what they were doing. It doesn't really matter. Kids with children will be children. And I remember running into the kitchen, and I opened up the cupboard door, and I grabbed a bag of cookies. And I opened it up, and I started to feed my face with these cookies. And then I stopped, and I thought, you know what? I'm not even hungry. I just ate supper. Why am I eating all these cookies? And that's when the realization hit me, that I was eating every time I was feeling stressed out. So if you can, you know, stop and be aware of what you're doing when you're faced with immediate stress, then that gives you half the battle. Then you can fight that, and you can say, okay, then next time I feel stressed, and the next time that I'm reaching for that cookie, I'm gonna do something else. So that's what I did. Another thing to reduce stress is laugh more, you know? Don't take life so seriously. Laugh at life and watch funny movies. Don't watch scary movies. Don't watch movies that make you cry. Watch movies that make you laugh. Another thing for reducing stress, and I love this, is a relaxing herb called lavender. You know, you can get it in drops. You can get it where you can get it in oil, where you can burn it. It's a beautiful scent, and it's actually been proven to reduce stress. I heard of a case many years ago where a woman was working in a business office, and she was going into work and everybody was getting stressed out, and there was a humidifier in there in the office, so she thought she's going to start dropping some drops of this lavender into the humidifier in the office. And you know what? People actually started to calm down a little bit. I mean, I've used lavender at nighttime before I go to bed. I put it in my bedroom, you know. Why? It's just a wonderful scent, and it's got proven things of relaxing you and helping you get to sleep. And here's one that I found out that I didn't know about, and that is having pets in your home can actually lower your heart rate and your blood pressure levels. Do you believe that? Like, pets are wonderful for you. So that's another way. Get walking, you know. We got to get physical to reduce stress and burn it off, you know. So get walking, get swimming, get skipping. And, you know, and if none of these apply, then research some tools on how to stop worrying. Okay, I've talked about this in previous podcasts, how to help yourself stop worrying. You know, what are you worrying for? Because you know, you can get yourself into a mindset to say, no matter what happens, I'm going to handle it. Another thing that you can do if your sleep is being disturbed, take a look at your work schedule. Are you a workaholic at your employment? What about at home? You know, do you work all day and then come home and work all night and then work all weekend? You gotta make time for enjoying life. Take that time, because you know what? The cobwebs are they're not running anywhere. And the dust and the dirt and all that, they're not running anywhere. Give yourself some time. The experts claim that you should limit access to your computers, especially before bedtime, because the interaction working on your computer stimulates your brain and it makes it harder for you to go to sleep. That makes sense. You know, every once in a while before bed, I'll check my email. But that's about it. I don't get into, you know, an hour on the computer. I work on the computer a lot. I don't want to do it for an hour before I go to bed. Now, this is one that the experts suggest. And I personally can't do it. It says hide the clock. So if you wake up during the night, you don't get stressed out about sleeping. Well, no, I can't do that, because I wake up 50 times during the night. No, that's not true. But I wake up and I like to know what time it is. And I don't set an alarm. I've got an internal alarm. So when I wake up, I want to know, is it 6 o'clock or is it 6:45? Because at 6:45, I have to get out of my bed. And it might just be 6 o'clock, so I can still lay there. Okay? But if you do wake up to an alarm clock, get rid of the clock. Don't get rid of the clock. Just put the clock where you can't see it and the alarm will wake you up. Another suggestion is stay away from alcohol prior to bed, because a lot of people think that if they drink alcohol before bed, it helps them sleep. And initially, it does help you sleep. But what happens is, as you get 3, 4, 5 hours into the night, it actually wakes you up. So you do fall asleep easier, but you don't stay asleep, and that disturbs your sleep. Okay? So the other thing that experts are suggesting is to find ways to shut your brain off. Okay, meditation is a very good alternative to this. If any of you know how to meditate, you know, search it out on the internet. I think I might even be able to have a podcast about that in the next week or two. You know, now that I think of it, I think that would be a good one to talk about meditation. And, you know, try not to stress yourself out if you're laying in bed and you can't get to sleep, okay? You need to find a way to clear your mind. This happens to me a lot, especially if something has upset me dramatically during the day. Because you know what? Life throws curveballs at us. And although I say I have all these tools, well, you know what? I get thrown off course once in a while too. It's just that when I get thrown off course, I get myself back on that road probably faster than most, because I've done all this healing and I've done all this research and I've gathered all the tools and I've practiced the tools, you know? So just the other day, I got thrown off course. I mean, I wasn't just thrown off course. I was pushed off a cliff and I was free falling, okay? And I was freaking out. you know, I had the fear coming in. I mean, I'm human. I was freaking out. And it took me a while, but, you know, I just, it maybe within half a day or, you know, 4 to 6 hours, I centered myself. I brought myself back on track. I thought, you know what, I can handle this. No matter what the outcome is, I can handle this. And I'm going to deal with this in the best way that I possibly can, in the most honest way that I can. And you know what? It all worked out. And that's the thing. It always has a way of working out. So, but, you know, again, I said it disturbed my sleep. And now I've got ways that I can help myself, you know, not have such a bad disturbed sleep. And I'm going to talk about that now. And what happens to our brains is that most of us are very busy in our lives. So when we go to bed, our thoughts actually have our undivided attention, probably for the first time all day since last night before bedtime. So at this time, you know, just before you're falling asleep, you probably begin to think thoughts about the things that are most important to you in your life at that time. So what I'm saying to you is, be aware that this is when you have time just to yourself. Nobody is disturbing you. And you can use this time to your benefit and begin to use tools that I talked about in podcast number 17 about positive thinking and podcast number 18 about handling the chatterbox. You know, go back to those podcasts. They're on my webpage at www.breakingfree.ca. You'll find them there. You'll find links to them there. So, you know, if you can use those tools at that time and know that your thoughts are going to be thinking about the most important thing in your life, and if you can actually control those thoughts and you know, and use positive thinking so that what you think about, you bring about, this could be very useful. It's also part of affirmations. You know, I have a podcast out there. I don't know what the number is. In affirmations, you know, listen to that. Maybe you can start, you know, saying your affirmations as you're going to sleep. Could be very, very useful. Okay? And if you're laying in bed and you're stressing out, you know it's happened. I've got a meeting the next day. Something very important is happening the next day. Whatever it may be, your mind just won't shut off. And you've tried all these other techniques. This is something that I used. I probably have been using this for 15 years. I don't use it much anymore because I've moved on to other tools. But this one is very simple. And what it is you lay in bed and you have to take that train of thought where you're worrying and when you're compulsively thinking about what's bothering you. You can lay in bed and then think about your toes. Okay, concentrate on your toes and say, my toes are relaxing. And actually physically feel your toes relaxing. And once you've done that, then say, and now my entire foot is relaxing. And think about that and pay attention to all the muscles in your foot relaxing. And then move that relaxation all the way into your ankle and feel that relax. And move that relaxation all the way up to your knees. In both legs and feel that relax. And now you can feel everything from your knees down is totally relaxed, as if you're almost, you know, paralyzed. You're so relaxed. And move that relaxation all the way up to your hips so that both legs and your feet are totally relaxed. And then move that up, you know, to your waist and from your waist down, feel the total relaxation, and there's no muscles that are twitching and you're so very relaxed. And move that relaxation, feel it sweeping all the way up to your shoulders so that every muscle all the way up to your shoulders and all the way down to your toes are totally relaxed. And then take this relaxation down both arms, to your elbow, down your arm, to your wrists, all the way to your fingers. And now everything below your neck is absolutely, totally relaxed. And then, you know, relax your neck, go up to the back of your neck, totally relax, up through your face, you know, feel your mouth relax, your jaw relax, your nose, your eyes, everything's relaxing. Even your scalp is relaxing. Now your entire body is relaxing. If you haven't drifted off to sleep by then, you know, then maybe you're not actually relaxing. But if you, you know, if you're still awake and that's fine, then your mind is clear and you're totally relaxed and you can concentrate on your affirmations or you can concentrate on your positive thinking, bringing good things into your life. So you know what? I'm just throwing that out there. I certainly hope that this has been helpful. And I'm, you know, for today, what I'm saying to you is sweet dreams tonight. I hope this helps. For today, this is Catherine Lee Ryder signing off and wishing you the life of your dreams. Blessings.